They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room, where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord devoted themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and splendor, robed in light as with a cloak. You spread out the heavens like a tent, setting the beams of your chambers upon the waters. You make the clouds your chariot, traveling on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, flaming fire your ministers. You fix the earth on its foundation, so it can never be shaken. The deeps covered it like a garment. Above the mountains stood the waters. At your rebuke they took flight. At the sound of your thunder they fled. They rushed up the mountains, down the valleys, to the place you had fixed for them. You set a limit they cannot pass. Never again will they cover the earth. You make springs flow in wadis that wind among the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. Here wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of heaven nest. Among the branches they sing. You water the mountains from your chambers. From the fruit of your labor the earth abounds. You make the grass grow for the cattle and plants for people's work, to bring forth food from the earth, wine to gladden their hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread to sustain the human heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars of Lebanon which you planted. There the birds build their nest, the stork in the junipers its home. The high mountains are for wild goats, the rocky cliffs a refuge for badgers. You made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun that knows the hour of its setting. You bring darkness and night falls. Then all the animals of the forest wander about. Young lions roar for prey. They seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and settle down in their dens. People go out to their work, to their labor, till evening falls. How varied are your works, Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. It teems with countless beings, living things both large and small. Their ships ply their course, and Leviathan whom you form to play with. All of these look to you to give them food in due time. When you give it to them, they gather. When you open your hand, they are well filled. When you hide your face, they panic. Take away their breath, they perish and return to the dust. Send forth your spirit. They are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works, who looks at the earth and it trembles, touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God while I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Hallelujah. Mary is the ever-present mother of the church. From the beginning of the life of Jesus to the birth of the church at Pentecost, Mary was there to support God's work with her presence, prayer, and motherly love. Her life is a spirit-filled and spirit-led life. Her yes to God did not begin or end at the Annunciation. Every day she renewed her yes to God. Every day she accepted the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. Every day the Holy Spirit filled her heart with faith, hope, and love. All her actions were sanctified by the Spirit of God. Her life is an example to us all about the need to unite and sanctify ourselves with God's Spirit, to be co-workers with God in renewing all things in Christ. Let us every day invite the Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may become fountains of life-giving water, which Christ has declared unto all who believe in him. Let us pray. Daughter of the Most High, Mother of God, faithful spouse of the Holy Spirit, yet also Mary of Nazareth, Joseph's wife, our mother, hear our prayer for grace, O full of grace. Pray your spouse, the Holy Spirit, to come upon us, to shelter from all ill, to strengthen us to do what is right, to teach us all truth. Pray him come to us and abide with us, and be within us a fountain springing up unto eternal life. May he sustain us in sorrow, sanctify us in life, and receive us at the hour of our death. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, and announce the great things God had done.